Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 155 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. I am joined by Kelvin Newman.
Hello Andy, and hello listeners at home.
And today we are talking about marketing techniques on LinkedIn.
Yes, yes. So to close off our trio of episodes to kick off 2012, talking about the three biggest social network sites and kind of beginner's guides to kind of get you going on those different sites. So we started off with Twitter, we then went to Facebook, and then we're finally on to the ugly sister that is LinkedIn.
And why do you call it the ugly sister? Because I just see LinkedIn as a bit more businessy than Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, I think actually probably for most of the people listening, LinkedIn probably is the biggest opportunity of the three. But it's just not as sexy, unfortunately. And it does mean that people, if you had to ask them, which network do you think you should be promoting your business on if you had an unlimited budget to get started tomorrow? Very few of them would be saying LinkedIn, which is madness, because it is actually the one that probably has the greatest potential. Now, the assumption is that people only use LinkedIn for kind of recruitment. Yes, that's historically where their backgrounds come from, but more and more people are using it more and more extensively for all kinds of different reasons. And actually, it's, I think, really, really powerful because people are there with a business frame of mind, right? So you're there on work time about work issues, which if you're in the B2B sector, that's where you've got to be. But even if you're in the B2C sector, there's all kinds of applications for where you could be using LinkedIn. And I think just people underestimate its potential power as well. So I'm going to be talking a bit about some of the ways you potentially could use that. Now, it's worth stating as well that it is the world's largest professional social network. There's over 100 million members worldwide, and they've got about 4 million here in the UK, and about 20 million if you take the EU as a whole. Now, that's a significant audience of people, and what's really interesting about that is those people on that network, you already know a lot more about them from a business perspective than you do on any of the other social networks, right? So for a start, you know which company they work for, and you also know what their job title is. You might be able to find out that information on Facebook and Twitter, but it's not guaranteed. LinkedIn, it is kind of essential to have that kind of information there, so you already know that. That's really good because you can tell if you're operating in a B2B environment who you need to be talking to much better on LinkedIn than you ever could on any of the other social networking sites. There's over more than 1 million companies that have a LinkedIn company page, which was normally formerly known kind of as the company profiles. And that in many cases is going to be the place where you start to use the site. Now, as perhaps a slight difference from Facebook. So on Facebook, as we talked about in the previous episode, it's all about building up your page. And the equivalent to your page is your company page on LinkedIn. Now, that's not the primary focus in the same way it is on Facebook. Instead, I think the most success you'll get from LinkedIn is by using your own personal profile on behalf of your business. Now, people might feel a little bit awkward about doing that on Facebook, on Twitter, but it's a business account on LinkedIn, so it's a little bit more the accepted norm there as well. So going to that company page, What can you do with that? Well, a company page is the place for companies to provide more information about their products and services, job opportunities, and company culture. So that's the type of thing that you can be putting up there. So in the same, if we go back a couple of episodes to the Twitter, Twitter case study, where we're talking about how people use it, and it was to market themselves, it was to share information, and it was to kind of do research. You can do all of those things on LinkedIn just as effectively as well. Any LinkedIn member can follow a company that has set up a company page and get updates about their key developments. So that's kind of an important and significant opportunity to show off your company. So it's the same way that someone who likes you on Facebook can find out more about what you're sharing. You can get that as well on LinkedIn. So that it's perhaps not as developed in the same way as Facebook, but it's definitely the way that it's headed there as well. So what can you do on your company page? Well, you can add your logo. So that's important to get right as well, because that will appear quite frequently. You can put in company descriptions so people can understand you. And that's important from an SEO perspective as well, because you'll find if you Google your company name, there's a pretty good possibility that your LinkedIn company page might already be ranking on those terms. So if it is, you want to be making sure that description's active and up to date, because quite often they might not be. You can include up to 3 links. So you can include links to your other social media profiles, your blog, or, you know, almost definitely your main company website as well. You can talk about your specialities. So what areas it is that you focus on and offer. I don't know the details on this, but I can imagine there is a small number of people who are searching for potential business partners based on specialities. So you can kind of browse and navigate in that sense. So try and get that there. You can talk about the kind of type of company you are. They've got feels for like the year established in the industry. And you can also kind of make a connection to your Twitter account there as well. One that I think you'd be very wise to do is it has the ability to, on your company profile, your company page, you can pull in RSS feeds. So if you have a podcast, you have a Twitter, you have a blog, you can very, very easily set it to auto-update whenever that content publishes straight to your LinkedIn
account. Is that just one RSS feed or multiple?
I think you can do a couple. Okay. I'm not sure. I think so. I'd have to double check on that. I've only really done it with one, but I'm sure it might be. But if it would only do it with one, you could use a tool like Yahoo Pipes to combine two feeds together and then generate
multiple
one
feeds even.
So that's a possibility on that front there as well. And that's kind of, at the very least, if you do nothing more about this, claim your company page, go on, take any RSS that you're automatically generating and feed that in. If you do nothing else, that would be a great use of your time to start your company profile and start people kind of being able to hear about you. And it's kind of a passive form of marketing. Passive form of marketing. So you don't have to do a huge amount to potentially get some attention about your business there as well. So LinkedIn, they also have the groups as well. So they have a similar kind of, you can set up a LinkedIn groups. Now, this is perhaps where the flip to Facebook is, because on Facebook, pages are the most popular and groups are less successful. On LinkedIn, it's kind of the other way around as well. So you could create a LinkedIn group, for your potential customers. And I wouldn't call it like the LinkedIn group for, people who want to buy from me, but instead you could have, your first podcast group, say for Andy, or if you're a wedding photographer, a corporate photographer, you could have one for kind of what's the job title of people who you normally buy from, and set up a group, who normally buy from you.
Yes.
And set up groups specifically for those types of people and then participate in it. But if those groups already exist, join them and post interesting content to them as well. And what you will find is, it might not seem like a group is that active, so there might only be 5 or 6 people regularly contributing to it. But what you'll find is those updates about what's happening in that group is going out to a lot of people via email. So there's a lot more people seeing the interesting content that you're creating and doing that than perhaps you might necessarily realise as well. LinkedIn also have their advertising platform, so you can do that to promote a service to a target audience. They've got a lot of free trials floating about at the moment on that on LinkedIn, so I'd consider doing that if you've never done that before. And that potentially is quite powerful because you can target it to particular job titles. And also the LinkedIn answers section of the site is really good for asking questions. So if you've got a query and you need someone to help you, the LinkedIn answers is a great way of doing that. But equally, one of the best ways to use social media is to demonstrate thought leadership. So demonstrate that you know what you're talking about, so someone else will feel greater confidence in buying from you. And a great way to demonstrate that thought leadership is via answering difficult questions about your topic or area of expertise.
Yes, I have used that a couple of times, actually.
Yeah, and it can work really well. I mean, so at the very least, the person who's asking the question, if you answer it well, they might then come to you and potentially look to you for business. But there's a huge number of people who are also reading that content and saying, oh, Andy, he knows what he's talking about. Oh, Kelvin, he knows what he's talking about. Mm. And then they find your website and contact you about your service off the back of that. So that can work really well as a general rule as well.
Mm.
So to kind of sum up on LinkedIn, there are groups that already exist where your potential customers are having conversations. Join those groups and become part of them. Also, consider using the advertising. It's a great way of generating very, very targeted adverts to very, very specific groups of people who you would like to be speaking to. And consider the answers as well. And also, fundamental, set up your page for your company and set up the RSS feed of it, because that will allow you to passively start to have some content being shared on LinkedIn, even if you're focusing more of your time on some of the other more sexy social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter.
So, Kelvin, just in summary,
yes,
what you're saying then about LinkedIn is that you think that the personal profile page is better than the company page. Is that what you think?
So I've not really touched on it too much here. I've kind of talked about what you do with the company. But to put it this way, right? So say I was a sales guy, right? And as a sales guy, I need to speak to someone who has a certain job title who works at a certain company, right? Or, you know, say site visibility, we want to talk to marketing directors who are marketing directors for UK-based companies that have global operations or global aspirations. Mm-hmm. So they're the companies that we tend to work with most frequently. So I can get a list of those types of companies, and I can go on LinkedIn, and I have a Rolodex of all of those people. Mm-hmm. And if I've got a paid-for premium account, I can contact them direct via LinkedIn. If I haven't, I can probably still find out their phone number by going to their website if there's a little bit more jiggery-pokery to go around there. Mm-hmm. So effectively, in a short period of time with, you know, time, research skills, and a bit of kind of, you know, hustle, I suppose, I can quickly find all the names of all of the people who could buy my potential service in the UK, particularly if it's in the B2B sector, same in the US as well, you know. So if I know who these people are, I can very easily email them if I pay for the premium account, or with a bit of clever research, I can find out their phone number on their website. I know who these people are. I can then, you know, research them. If I want to, I can cold call them. That might work. I don't know. Or I can say, okay, well, who are these people? On LinkedIn, they've probably shared their Twitter account, because a lot of people do. I can follow them on Twitter, then see what they're talking about, what they're interested in, wait a couple of weeks, respond to them on Twitter a couple of times to start a conversation, and then hopefully build up a rapport that potentially would lead to a sale in the future. And if you're selling big deals where you don't actually have that many customers over a year, maybe like 10 or 15 sales would be considered a great success for a salesperson. That's the way I'd be developing my pipeline if I was kind of one of those, you know, those people.
Good stuff.
Fantastic. So that kind of wraps up our section on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I'd love to hear what people think about these tools, particular topics that, you know, experiences that they've had. And it'd be great if in our Q&A sessions that we'll have coming up over the next couple of weeks, if people could send in their questions specifically about Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. We'll try and answer them as much as we possibly can.
Please do. And also tell us what you do when you listen to the podcast. The best one we've had so far is mowing the lawn.
Yes. Yeah, no, I hope that that's a sit-on lawn mower that they're doing. That, or, you know, kind of one of those little tractory type ones. I would love one of them. Don't send me one though. No, you know, if you kind of, yeah, so please don't send me one. My garden's not quite that big.
Yeah, send him one. Right, so that wraps it up for episode 155, isn't it, of Internet Marketing, and brought to you, of course, by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com.
Yes.
And we'll see you all again next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com.
Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White is signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.